So here's another guy. This is not, this is a comedy. And Brian from Everett, by the way, has said he has promised he will have a song for the end of Morning's Edition. I hope you get that to us by the end of the week, Brian. This is a guy we built a relationship with up there. He's a sort of a bipolar insomniac with who enjoys the drink. But he's always been very honest, and here's a little tribute to Brian from Everett.
And now, another great moment in Morning's Edition history.
Now, last week on the show, Riley.
Yes.
We got a call from our buddy, this guy Brian, who lives up in Washington. He's been listening to the show for since the beginning, practically. Yep. He leaves messages frequently. He calls the show frequently. And we brought him up in conversation on the show last week. Chris, this is a guy named Brian up there in Everett, Washington, who's a frequent caller to the show, but sometimes a little over the top. You know, he spends a lot of time awake. We're assuming that he has an inconsistent mental disposition, but a good guy. And he
inconsistent mental disposition.
I'm being diplomatic, man.
Okay.
See, that was last week. Okay, yeah. I said that Brian's got an inconsistent mental disposition. Now, we get a series of messages, Riley. Now, you have to understand, our answering machine here at work, for some reason, it does cut people off fairly quickly and inconsistently.
Yeah.
But we got a series of messages. Let's hear the first one first, Chris.
I got an inconsistent mental disposition.
Hey, what a song.
How's that gonna look in a deposition? I got all messed up by a crooked family physician. Clear my name.
Next message.
Right. So that's one. All right. But like that wasn't enough. He really, really wanted to get this song out there.
Yeah.
That he ripped off of my description of him. And here's a series of phone messages of Brian in Washington trying to get his song across.
Now I may have some strange religious views. I believe Al Franken is the king of the Jews. And Jesus may have...
Next message.
Hey, this phone system is screwing me up by hanging me up before I get a chance to punch it in. Listen to my song. Now I may have some strange religious views.
Next message.
Al Franken, nothing to lose. Makes you laugh as a troubling.
Next message.
You know, whoever f***ing with this phone system can f*** themselves in the mouth and eat their own waste. You know, that's what I say. So leave me alone. I'm trying to get a good take and replay it back on my touch tone pad. So can I play and get a good recording so I can hear how it sounds? I got an inconsistent mental disposition.
Next message.
I'm trying to form a song here.
Oh, no.
And I can't have the phone people or whoever's in charge of punching my buttons. You know, needs to get some cancer. You know, needs to find their own disease in their own mind, you know, and how happy they really are with their life and how content they are and how they're going to look to the sky when they die, you know, or are they going to be in hell? I got an inconsistent mental disposition.
Oh, man.
Now, how's that gonna look in the deposition?
Next message.
Is that all of them?
That's it.
Brian, are you on the phone?
Am I here?
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Hey,
what? We want to
hear... a song, man?
I want to hear the whole song, Brian.
I'm not your monkey, man.
Come on, dude.
Hey.
Come on, dude.
Come on, bro. We've been waiting for this.
Hey, listen. I'm going to do a professional recording and send you a tape. How's that sound?
No, just give us a few. Give us at least one whole verse, Brian. Come on. I know you're not my monkey, but we're all enjoying it here.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to tell you, since I've got this newfound fame, I'm going to embark on a political career, I think, just to leap off from this show.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning for you, bro.
Yeah, I have a new political party. It's called the Anti-Social Socialist Party.
That sounds good. Is it just you in it?
My slogan is, do I have to leave the house?
Oh, wow. I'll vote for you, Brian.
Hey, what happened to that fast? You remember the fast song you played about Al Franken?
Oh, yeah, well, Yeah, oh yeah. It was going to end up like this. Al Franken, nothing to lose. Makes you laugh at the troubling news. Sometimes I wonder if he's hitting the booze. Al Franken,
king of the Jews. Thank you, Brian. You've made our morning.
This has been another great moment in Morning Sedition history.
You know, I met Brian when I went up to perform in Seattle.
Yeah, I remember you told me.
Nice enough guy. He gave me an actual Memorex cassette of other stuff he did on radio. I remember we were sort of disturbed to find that he called into frequently to a Seattle morning show up there, which I think they've gone off the air, haven't they, those two?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what Brendan said. But look, there's one more song by Brian. This was a little off point. It was not a political song, but nonetheless, a bit of brilliance from Brian and Everett. Now apparently he's on the phone.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, oh.
What's up, Brian?
How you
good
doing?
Good morning, Everett. It's 3:53 a.m.
How you feeling? You're up, huh?
Oh, I'm up, man. Boy, you know, I tell you what, I'm going to work today. You know, I work at the daily work, daily pay places.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's vague, but I understand.
Now, here, I'm going to be going to this job. And
okay.
I got to scrounge up some cash.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song to get myself worked up to go to work because I need some cat food.
Okay, all right.
I need to get some cat food today.
So this is a song that's going to propel you to get cat food.
And also get my VCR out of the pawn shop.
And get your VCR out of the pawn shop. Let's hear it.
Okay, here we go. Should I go to work today, or should I give it a pass? Should I take my sensitive alien brain to the United States of Ass? It'll be 8 hours of labor for just about 50 bones. But I've got to power through it and conjure up the stones to endure the rogues and felons who will drink and fight at a bar so I can see some melons when I get my VCR out of the pawn shop. 'Cause it's one-stop shopping for me. 'Cause it's amateur night at the compound, and the seeds will be popping for me. Now when I go back to work, I'll leave my lovin' at home, and I'll be disgusted by the needle freaks who party in the Thunderdome. I may sound like a hypocrite, but I know what's good for me. And I believe in reproductive freedom, and I can see what I choose to see. Now you may call me a loser, and you may call me a jerk, but neither Dr. Dobson nor Janine Garofalo can get my Jimmy to work. So it's back to the pawn shop, 'cause it's one-stop shopping for me. 'Cause it's amateur night at the compound, and tomorrow will be laundry day for me.
That was a good one, Brian. That was a lot of work, and it had a couple of verses.
So that's $20 you owe me now.
Okay.
But I decided I'm going to donate. What happened to your charity, by the way? Was it the galvanizing traumas of the moonlight hazings? Is that why they're under investigation?
Wait, one of these days we're going to have to do a thorough, in-depth interview with you, Brian.
Because I've taken a vow of poverty.
Okay.
Because I'm unemployed. It's handy. It's a good way to look at it.
Well, thank you for calling with the song.
You're so welcome, and keep up the good work. And again, pray for the Maronites over in Lebanon there.
Okay, and I hope you get your VCR working.
And all that.
Okay,
all
right. Take it easy, Brian.
This has been another great moment in Morning Sedition history.
Wow, Riley.
That's deep.
You remember that back in the day?
Yeah, I do.
Boy, Brian really turned out to be quite a character. He started off as this, we thought he was just a whack job. He used to leave messages on our machine, and then he became this very big, bigger-than-life sort of contributor.
Talented whack job.